Hey, you guys, I just got home from school, and I'm tired as hell already. This week just needs to end, because it's kind of been going bad. First of all, an update on the choir thing, like I promised you guys. I didn't make it. I thought my tryout pretty much sucked, because when I sang my solo, I completely lost the tune in the last verse. And I got lost when we sang the quartet, which isn't exactly the smartest move in the world. I'm in concert choir now, but that was expected. I would have loved to be a part of New Spirit, but oh well. My backup plan is that I have speech and debate to work on next year, so that's not too bad. And second, I've gotten sick once again. You can probably tell from my voice. Runny nose, headache, coughing, sneezing, the whole deal. I love how when things don't work out, my body just complains by getting sick. Third, prom is this weekend, and sadly, there's actually a lot of drama with our limo group right now. See, these people want to kick a couple out to fit another couple in, but isn't that unfair? I mean, we already added that couple they wanted to kick out to our list, and it's in 3 days. How the hell are they going to find a ride on such short notice? I would hate it if that happened to me, and I'm sure other people would too. Can't we all just think about how other people would feel for once, instead of just ourselves? You would think that since I'm providing free dinner for all the couples in our limo, they would at least just be a little grateful. And also, my date has drama or issues with a guy that's the date of a friend of mine that's going in our limo, and they basically, like, they're against each other right now, and that just sucks. Because, I mean, we all have to get along for the night. So, whatever happens, I hope things work out, because this is the first time I've arranged something so big, and it was extremely stressful. For next year's prom, I really hope someone else does the pictures, dinner, and limo arrangements, because I know I had enough this year to last me for the rest of my life. And also, something really stupid happened to me last night. I was pretty bummed out about not making choir, so my mom and I went to a sushi place to eat some good food. We only ordered 6 dishes, but the bill turned out to be $91. Holy cow, I wasn't even full. How could it have cost so much, right? Well, 4 pieces of shrimp, not 4 orders, but 4 pieces, came out to be $37. That's almost $10 per shrimp. I mean, I know they were big and whatnot, but where in the world would shrimp cost $10? That was just ridiculous, but it kind of cheered me up because, I mean, it was pretty funny. Anyway, on a much, much brighter note, I got to see Jack's Mannequin in concert again this weekend. And holy crap, that was amazing like no other. My friend Silig and Eddie took me and Kim to UCR to watch them perform. They played with Cute Is What We Aim For, Diatari's Requisite, and E40. Andrew was so amazing playing up there, and even though I got horrible tan lines since it was outdoors, I still think it was worth every second. Kim actually got footage of Andrew singing The Astronaut. I know it's a something corporate song, but still, anything he sings is just beautiful, gorgeous, amazing. He is everything that's good in life. If you guys don't know who Jack's Mannequin is, do yourself a favor and go out there and grab their CD titled Everything in Transit. It's not your typical emo band because it's pretty upbeat, and I'm sure you'll be able to relate to at least one song on there. Here's a clip from their single, The Mixtape. Where are you now? As I'm swimming through the stereo, I'm writing you a symphony of sound. Where are you now? As we rearrange the songs again, this mix could burn a hole in anyone, but it was you I was thinking of. If you didn't like that, just think of it this way. You get to hear Andrew's voice. Wasn't that amazing? That in itself should be enough of a reason to run out and buy the CD. So, what you should do right now is stop this podcast or upload it onto your iPod. because you really should be running to the nearest CD store right now. And I finally got my paperwork into Brown University for their summer program. You guys, please keep your fingers crossed for me, because I would love to see an acceptance letter in my mailbox soon. And one thing I'm looking forward to, which surprisingly isn't prom, is Memorial Day. I think I'll be going to the beach, where I'll just get to chill and work on my tan for a whole day. I actually hope this weekend goes by fast, so Monday can come. It's gonna be the sun and me and tanning and the beach. I can't wait. Hope you guys have a fun time at prom if you're going. And okay, well, bye.